Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. Yeah. Well, I will tell you that there's a lot of stuff going on, right? I mean, let's just call it, it's stuff. What is the stuff that's going on? Well, some of it is good and some of it is bad. The good report I had, and there are going to be folks who laugh at this, but I do consider it a good report. I went to Walmart earlier today. We needed some stuff, and they had, I would say, 99% of the stuff we needed. And the two items they didn't have were dried peas and pizza dough. The pizza dough, I know they were out of, but they were just out of it. It wasn't related to any sort of national emergency or economic breakdown or anything else. It's just because they didn't have the pizza dough. The dried peas, I still think I may have been looking in the wrong place, or they might actually have had it. They might have actually had 99.5% of the stuff we needed, but I didn't find the peas. All right. That being said, we've got a couple of days left for this stay-at-home stuff. Such as it is, right? I mean, it may be extended. And again, as President Trump has said, he's going to listen to the experts, the real medical experts, not the media types who are rooting for him to fail, but real people who have real expertise. And he said we might be opening up different parts of the country or having different rules in different locations because this is impacting different parts of the country in different ways. And the federal government says rather than do this blanket state number. Well, we have six people with this and the entire state is okay. Listen, you and I both know Hanover County, Chesterfield County, Henrico County, we're seeing very different situations than Fairfax or Arlington or Alexandria. And I'll tell you one of the things we're seeing here in Central Virginia that does my heart good. There are a lot of people who are joining me to light up RVA. I have asked if you've got Christmas lights on your house every evening between 7 and 9. Let's light them up. Let's let people know that we're hopeful and thoughtful and prayerful, and we know at the end of this there's going to be an awful lot of light coming our way. If you're driving during the day, in addition to night, obviously, put your headlights on. And if you can do something good in your community, take the opportunity to do something good. One of the gentlemen leading the way in terms of doing something good is a guy who, quite frankly, seems to me to always be doing something good, and that is Tony Pham. And I'm happy to say that Tony is joining us. Tony, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me on, my friend. I really appreciate it. I always enjoy chatting with you on your radio show.
Well, it's good to have you here, Tony. And we're not here to talk about political campaigns or government work or legal stuff. I just want to throw the spotlight on you and talk a little bit about what you are doing in your community, making a difference, man.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And I really appreciate the opportunity because I'm going to kind of use it as a challenge to a lot of my colleagues who are still in a position where they're doing well or as well as can be given the circumstances, because we always try to look to the positive on every situation we're in.
So I have been following your antics and escapades. That would be the wrong word. No. Your good deeds. I mean, you started early in the morning one day buying coffee, it seems, for everybody in Chesterfield County. And in Henrico County, we got pizzas coming our way, right?
Yeah, it started last week, and it dawned on me that, you know, we were heading down this path where a lot of these locally owned shops were going to be hit really hard because of the self-imposed isolation, as you may want to call it, because of the pandemic we're dealing with. And that meant a lot of folks were going to be losing their jobs. These companies or these shops were going to be closing down. And I just thought to myself, how blessed I am and my family to still be working. And what can we do to really, one, help out the small business owners, but also bring some positive light to some of the community members and get them together? Well, even though we're trying to social distance.
Right.
But, you know, do something kind in a time when things were looking bleak and dark.
Well, you have certainly done that. You are out and about, and I think the latest person you've enlisted is my old buddy Carl over at Two Guys Pizza and Short Pump, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We, you know, again, last week we did it with Capriccio's Pizza, purchasing 30 free medium cheese pizzas for folks like single parents that are at home with their kids, or first responders, nurses, or first responders that were out and about needing something to eat real quick. So we focused on, and I say we, it was my son and I, because I kind of want to show him the way of compassion. We got some recommendations from some colleagues that Carl owned the Two Guys Pizza next to the Regal Cinemas, a privately owned company. I wanted to spend my money there. And so we spotlighted Carl this Friday.
Well, I'll tell you, I was impressed because I got to tell you, Carl and I have been doing research. It seems like a year now to get the official Jeff Katz Pizza up and flying. So I appreciate you going in there. Maybe we'll get that one running. And it sounds to me like Tony Pham and the entire family is going to have a pizza named after them at some point.
No, Jeff. I am more than glad to defer and name it the Jeff Katz Pizza. I really, you know, going by there and looking at the parking lot, it was tough to see that his business was struggling. He's a good guy. When I went in there, and I'll give you a little anecdote, when I went in there, I saw it was so slow. He had to tell one of his young workers to go home because they didn't have much left to do. And it's that kind of economic impact that this coronavirus is having on our small businesses and our communities. So if I'm still working and I still can feed my family just as fine, then honestly, Jeff, you know me. I'm going to do what I can to feed the families of Henrico or Chesterfield County as much as I can.
Absolutely. So you said you had a challenge. Let's hear this challenge, Brother Pham.
Well, I tell folks who are still out there working, and I'll say this, that are well-to-do or secure and not food insecure, that I challenge them to find a locally owned restaurant and step up and do what I did and purchase some free pre-prepared meals for folks. So that way the folks in the community can you know, find a place they can go grab something to eat and help nourish their spirit and their soul, as well as their stomachs, but also help that local business stay afloat. I know Henrico County is doing a great deal, and I love it that they're getting restaurants to sign up so they can purchase meals for the first responders and those that are still going to work. Right. But, you know, for many of us in the community, you know, we got to step up and do our part as well.
Well, I agree with you, Tony, I guess as usual. I'm trying to think if there's been a time where I've disagreed with you. No, actually not. I'm sure there has been, but I'm completely and totally unaware of it at this point. You're leading the way yet again, and I'm thrilled to consider you a friend. And it is the restaurants, these local folks who, you know, the margins on a restaurant are so thin to begin with. That this is the sort of thing that really could send some folks just throwing their hands up and saying we're done. And we just don't want that to happen.
Absolutely not. If we help them stay afloat when we come out of this, because we're going to come out of this, people need to understand we will turn the corner. And the question is, will we be stronger when we come back or are we going to be worse off? And if we help these small businesses stay afloat, in turn, they're going to rehire these individuals back and get them back to work. And that's my hopes. You know, like I said, I'll give you this one little story. The basis is, you know, my family, we got here. You know my story. When we came to this country, we relied so heavily on the kindness of the people in Henrico County to help us get started from being sponsored here, food, clothing. That's just the basis and the foundation of why when there's a time of need like this moment, I'm okay with it. I'm absolutely okay in stepping up because I'm repaying the kindness that so many families before me have shown my family and my community. So we're trying to do our best, and I challenge those, and I know a lot of my friends are listening. Come on, folks, let's do what we can. No pressure, and there's no judgment, Jeff. Right, there's absolutely no judgment because we're all in this together.
There's no doubt about it. And, Tony, I'm going to tell you something. I tell your story. I really do. I'm so proud of what you have accomplished, what you're passing on to your beautiful children, you're doing for the community, but the love and appreciation you have demonstrated for this country warms my heart, and it makes me feel good to know that you and I are in this together. I think we're all in this together, and together we're going to be able to move through this. We've got to help those local businesses, because we hear about business names, like we hear Two Guys Pizza, but that's Carl and his wife, you know. We hear about this company or that company, but that's Mr. and Mrs. Jones or Mr. and Mrs. Pham, and they are our friends and neighbors, and by God, we got to help them out.
Neighbors, friends, Americans, you know, that's how we look at it, and that's how we should look at it.
Yeah.
And this country is great, has given us all opportunities, and when we benefit from that opportunity like I have, Jeff, you know where I am right now, what I'm doing.
Yep.
I'm lucky, and that was because this country offers us wonderful opportunities to succeed and to come together, and that's really what we need to do. I haven't seen this kind of situation in my lifetime, and I hope to never see it again, or hope my grandchildren never see it again.
Right.
But we're going to return from this much stronger. I'm confident of it. I'm hopeful of it, and I want to be a part of that hope. And I know you want to, and I know there's so many others that want to. They may not know how to, and this is just one way to do it.
It sure is. Tony, I appreciate you being here, and again, I'm proud that that you're a friend. I'm proud of what you're doing, and what can I tell you? You're setting a great example for all of us, as you normally do. That is Tony Pham. What a great challenge. And again, without any sort of pressure or embarrassment or judgment, but think about it for a second. If you are, on this Friday, March the 27th, still gainfully employed, making about the same amount of money you did last week or the week before or the week before that, and you're not in any danger of taking a pay cut or losing your job in the next couple of weeks, you are fortunate. You really are. You're fortunate. You're blessed. So why not share some of that? Now, Tony has gone, as I've said, he started out buying, I think it was 100 coffees and breakfast down in Chesterfield County, and then last week a bunch of pizzas, and this week a bunch of pizzas over at Two Guys Pizza, which is right next to Regal and Short Pump. Again, that's Carl, who has been working on the Jeff Katz Pizza for some time now. We're trying to get it all hammered out. I'm sure we will. Who knows where Tony's going to strike next? I don't know. What about up here in Hanover? You know, I think of two specific small restaurants that we frequent on a regular basis. The Rise and Shine Diner, Ledbetter Road in Ashland, and Jake's Place, Patrick Henry Highway, you know, Route 54. And I'm thinking those are businesses that deserve to be supported. Is there anybody in Hanover who might like to replicate what Tony is doing in Henrico? Would somebody be willing to step up and say, you know what, Jeff, I'm going in to the Rise and Shine Diner tomorrow morning. I'm going to buy 10 breakfasts that people can go and get to go, because that's how it is. They're making stuff and you take it to go. Is there anybody willing to stand up and say, hey, we want to buy, 10 pies from Jake's Place, or 10 sandwiches or 10 meals from Jake's Place? Because remember, again, it's a business name, Jake's Place, but it's Wendy and John. Those are the people who own and operate that. You know, Homemade's by Suzanne and Ashland, another great place. Just a thought. So if there's anybody in Hanover who wants to step up to the plate, do me a favor, send me a note, because I would love to help facilitate all of that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.